This is Asia Weekly from the Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines and places events into context. Who were the first people to visit North America from abroad? The answer to that question may surprise you, because you can't find it in any textbooks, well, just yet. But scattered throughout the American Southwest are signs pointing to that answer. Hey everyone, Steve Miller here. So great to have you with me today. When speaking of the Americas, a topic that is often tossed about is who discovered America. Forgetting, of course, that indigenous populations were here long before Columbus popularized the West in 1492, or even the Norse in the 10th century. Thousands of years ago, Chinese explorers visited North America and left evidence in what we call the American Southwest today. Dr. John Ruskamp Jr. uncovered the connection and detailed it in his book, Asiatic Echoes.
While hiking in Utah, I came upon a lot of Native American petroglyphs. Having been in the Vietnam conflict, I was familiar with some basic forms of Chinese script. And while out hiking about, I looked at one and I said, I know exactly what that is. It's a boat in the form of an ancient Chinese script.
He remembers immediately recognizing the Chinese character Zhou.
It's an ancient form, which explains why these haven't been picked up by others readily. This is ancient Oracle Bone Bronze Era script. This isn't modern Chinese. And immediately, it threw down the challenge to me. Explain it, investigate it, see if there is anything else to be found. And I accepted the challenge on the spot.
The finding launched Ruskamp on a more than 10-year journey of discovery, where he tried to demystify what he uncovered. He's driven more than 100,000 miles searching the American Southwest for these images.
So I've spent a great amount of time wandering the desert, the Mojave Desert and so forth, looking at these things. Many are actually in fairly good condition, depending if they were made on sandstone, they might be weathered away. But a lot are on volcanic basalt, and they are still sometimes quite pristine. So making them out isn't the problem. The difficulty is picking out what doesn't belong. And as you get sensitized to it, you can look and say, that's not Native American.
Ruskamp says that along U.S. Interstate 40,
there is a string of ancient Chinese images in amongst the Native American rock art that we found.
He notes that these individuals left a record of their journey from the west coast of the United States to present-day New Mexico. The markings weren't just left by individuals in isolated areas either, but rather clusters from Albuquerque to Los Angeles.
I do not believe it was a settlement. I believe it's more like itinerant sailors coming up with some literacy who wash up and then move inland. But mostly I believe it was an exploratory expedition.
Ruskamp says the markings left behind were done so to serve as a record of the explorer's journey. But word of their exploits could have reached the Chinese mainland.
In the folklore, like the Shanghai Jing, the classic Mountains and Seas, they talk about the place where the sun and the moon reside, the great luminous canyon of the far, far, far east, i.e., I suspect, the Grand Canyon.
Near Albuquerque, New Mexico, a carving on a boulder tells of a traditional sacrifice to the heavens. This kind of offering was typically made at the end of a journey. And Dr. Ruskamp says that, well, that makes sense, because the geography changes there, and it's a logical place to stop inward travel. You can read more about the explorers, their journey, and the markings they left behind in the book Asiatic Echoes, which is now in its third edition. Dr. Ruskamp will also be speaking at the Utah Rock Art Research Association in Delta, Utah, on October 2nd. And if you'd like to see some of Dr. Ruskamp's pictures, head on over to voanews.com and look for this story in the Asia tab. That's going to do it for me this week. But before I go, I'd love to hear from you and what you think is the most interesting thing you've ever found while traveling. Please share your answer with me on Twitter or Facebook. You can find me at Steve Miller VOA, or you can do so on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. And to get the podcast delivered to you automatically, subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining me this week. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.